Good afternoon for New England Public Radio News. I'm Susan Kaplan. Massachusetts lawmakers this week met in West Springfield to take testimony about marijuana. Voters approved the recreational use of the drug in November. The legislature and governor have already delayed parts of the law, and they're poised to make more changes. And that's nothing new, according to Lawrence DeCara, a lawyer and former president of the Boston City Council, who wrote about this in Commonwealth magazine. DeCara tells me supporters of the marijuana ballot question, despite good intentions, should have expected some tinkering.
If one goes back through the history of initial petitions in Massachusetts, there have been many occasions, Prop 2 and a half being the most prominent, where the legislature had to do some cleanup work. In this case, I think the intentions were admirable, and certainly the will of the voters is very, very clear. But there weren't the kinds of safeguards that I think many people want to have. I think there has to be a regulatory framework in place. I can compare this to the reinstitution of alcohol in 1933, which resulted in a very extensive Chapter 138 and other sections of the general laws with appellate rights on the state level if people are aggrieved locally. One can even compare it to the casino legalization, which occurred 3-4 years ago, and the very deliberative process which resulted. So I think that the legislature with their committee will bring in some really smart people. They'll tweak the legislation. They will figure out exactly how it's to make it work, and will go forward, perhaps not exactly as some of the proponents may have wanted, and perhaps not as quickly, but I think it's better to get it right.
Supporters of the ballot question say it's all right for the legislature to address parts of marijuana legalization not specifically covered by the question, but they say voters got to have a say on things like the timeline and the tax rate. And lawmakers should respect those decisions. Isn't that a fair point?
Not really, because our state constitution provides for the legislature to make these decisions. In that sense, we are different from Oregon, Washington, California, and other states where there's no wiggle room at all.
Well, let me ask you this. Lawmakers had their chance on this, right? They had time to pass a legalization law before it went to voters. By playing it safe and punting to voters, should they really get a chance to tinker now?
Well, that's their right pursuant to the state constitution, and that's what they're about to do.
You say that the amount of taxes proposed is far below the amount collected in Colorado, Oregon, and other states. Is this what you'd most like legislators to change? How high do you think it should be?
I think if one takes a look at the taxes in Colorado, they appear to be working. That industry appears to be thriving. I know members of the legislature have visited. It appears to be well-regulated, well-run. Not perfect, but certainly appears to be a positive to the economy.
I don't know if you're a betting man, but you say it's a time for grown-ups hour, meaning that the legislature should study the issues and make appropriate changes. Are you concerned that that won't happen?
I think it definitely will happen. This piece actually was initially drafted many, many months ago, and we decided to run it after the special committee, the CUSAC Jalen Committee, was appointed. I think that they know they have to get this looked at and corrective legislation in place sooner rather than later.
Lawrence DeCara is the former president of the Boston City Council.